Well, there's some tiers you can sign up to. You can pay £35 or you can donate an awful lot more. And we tailor a relationship depending on how much you're donating. For £35, you get some discount on booking fees, also discounts on the arts shows and some priority bookings for events. And from there, the benefits increase. For £120, you get 10% off at the bar.
Well, that sounds good. Now, you do have some fantastic things here at the Junction. What have we got to look forward to?
Oh, that's always such a difficult question. I hate answering this because the answer is different people like different things. But, you know, I'm looking forward to a range of the theatre work. There's a show called Cock and Bull by an artist called Nick Green, which is supposed to be absolutely brilliant. I've never seen it, so I'm really looking forward to that. We have some local artists, Neon Moon, who are doing the Electric Rodeo Circus. But also there's smaller things like the local platform of artists, and I love that sort of stuff. And, of course, there's lots of music. There's always lots of music and comedy, and especially in that programme, there's something for everybody.
And the great thing is, of course, if you become a member, you get to hear about things first.
That's right. I mean, what we're really going to do, especially with the music programme and the comedy programme, is if and when we can, we'll announce it first to members so they'll get priority booking as well, which is a great benefit.
Yeah, because obviously you want to be here seeing things. You can't always get tickets, can you? It's a small venue, so it sells out.
It is, and, you know, things sell out literally within an hour sometimes when they go on sale. So to have priority booking is going to be a really good opportunity for people to get in early.
I'm Lisa, Creative Learning Manager at Cambridge Junction. We run a whole host of different activities for young people, participation both in the venue and off-site. One of those programmes is we run an apprenticeship scheme with CC Skills, Creative and Cultural Skills. And over a year, we have three apprentices who work with us, both in cultural venue operations and technical theatre, gaining a nationally recognised qualification whilst also learning on the job and getting paid to do so.
So there's 77 staff here, is that right?
That's about right, yeah, I think so. I mean, we have our permanent members of staff and then we have a whole team of casual staff. And so, yeah, all in all, I'd say that's probably about right.
Hello, I'm Jess. So I'm one of the cultural venue operations apprentice. So that involves me working on the bar, box office, stewarding, and also from January I've just started shadowing events, shadowing the manager. So learning about all what goes on behind the scenes, which you really have no idea what goes on really until you do it. Also in the summer around August we're holding a festival called Junkyard. So me and the other apprentices, we organise everything, we book bands, artists, anyone we want to perform, we have a budget, and yeah, so that'll be really good. Try and get lots of people in.
So it's quite an amazing first-hand experience,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was originally wanted to go to uni, but and I was really had my heart set on it. But this came up, and you know, straight in the job, you're earning money. I've learnt so much already, and I've only been here about 5 months.
So you can really recommend it?
Yeah, 100%. If anyone is thinking about going to uni or not, don't go to uni, do an apprenticeship for sure. Yeah.
That's really nice to hear that, isn't it? So you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, we hope so. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, there's a lot of young people out there who might not have an understanding as to where they want to go next when they get into the end of college or sixth form. And I think actually an apprenticeship is just an alternative route, you know, into work. And actually you're getting first-hand industry knowledge, working with a professional team and getting paid to do so whilst also getting a nationally recognised qualification. So it is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I hope more people get involved.
So if people want to do it, do they just look on the Junction website?
Yeah, absolutely. If they just have a look on the Junction website, junction.co.uk, click on the Creative Learning tab, and all the information that they will need is there. We usually open recruitment around about kind of the summer, July, August time, and then it's application process after that.
I'm Catherine Watling, and I'm the director of Neon Moon.
So we've just seen you do some amazing hula hooping. Now, I love the idea that you're using the electric effects and the technology to enhance your performance. So just talk us through. Visually, it must be quite spectacular.
Yeah, it's a really spectacular show. So essentially, before I was director of Neon Moon, I was actually a digital artist. And so this project is to bring my digital art together with the cabaret. That was the kind of the overall idea. And what we've got is we've got a large team of researchers, some of whom are from Cambridge University, who've been putting together responsive clothing for us. So interactive responsive responsive LED props, clothing, and we've got responsive video as well. So the whole thing is going to be a visual spectacle, but also in a very vintage carnival style.
Yeah. I love that. That sounds amazing.
So yeah, so we're launching the show on the 30th and 31st of March at The Junction at J2. So we've been co-produced by the Junction. They've supported us a lot, and we've had Arts Council funding for this as well. It's actually going to be our first UK touring show. Watch this space. We're taking it around the UK. And Neon Moon is the burlesque and cabaret club, which is in Cambridge itself. So we put on large ball events and regular shows in Cambridge. The idea behind the show is that it's not just a sit-down theatre show. You know, you'll be greeted by people in the foyer. There'll be interactive entertainment as you walk in. And it's also, a sensory extravaganza. So we're bringing smell into it. We're bringing surprises. There's lots of... It's a ride, so which is where the rodeo circus kind of comes in, because it's like taking the ride of your life.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thanks so much. Thank you.